Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. It's 2 o'clock p.m. We're gathered for the legal counsel update in the Board of County Commissioner conference room with the full contingent of the commissioners present and Councilor Hicks. Welcome back.
Thank you.
First item agenda is number one for WBS, order number 2019 in the matter, there's no number, in the matter of renewal of assignment and licensure of ambulance service within Josephine County. Waiver of ambulance mileage limits and ambulance contract with American Medical Response Northwest, Inc.
The parties have come together on the terms for a five-year contract. Of course, 5 years is the length of the existing contract with a three-month extension that the board approved a couple of months back. And I think I was told that, and correct me if I'm wrong, that AMR has signed this.
Does that sound right?
They did sign. They sent it as an e-signature.
Okay.
And I thought I'd find out if that was okay.
I think we need to come up with a policy that acknowledges e-signature because it's what most business communities are doing. And there are some definite companies that can help us with that. I saw at that NACO conference that dealt just with e-signature.
Yeah. I can't get it to look like my signature.
Well, if you saw
no matter how hard I try.
It doesn't look like a signature.
So we had a little bit last week. Yep. The board, you authorized me to kind of renegotiate some of the things that we heard back from AMR.
Right.
And I was able to speak to their local manager who spoke to their state manager who contacted the company and said, that's not what we agreed to. And so they went back and signed the contract.
Oh, good.
So thank you for trusting me with that ability to negotiate that last week. And I hope it will be a fair thing for us. I just haven't seen all the changes in here to make sure that it was consistent with what we said.
Well, I also didn't
see. Yeah, we'll know when we get to go for a ride in an ambulance.
Let's hope that doesn't happen soon.
Actually,
is it 043 in that first paragraph? Is that the number we're missing?
So they didn't really need to sign
no.
it there.
If you look at our packet,
it's like
yep.
it doesn't have.
I know mine doesn't either.
I'm
just didn't know if it's a new number.
Not
so
yeah,
those
letter.
Were. It needs
before
a new
before we go
number.
Into executive session. I need to grab something. I'll be right back.
And then he was gone.
I'll try to do that.
What's going on?
Well, there was an attachment. There is an attachment to the contract. It's a contingent lease agreement that happens.
For the equipment.
It's yeah. basically that we can lease it back if we had to,
we have to.
Take over.
So that's just supposed to be just a, in case we need, it's kind of like a form. And he signed that one too, but it's not, it should not be signed. Because it's not really, the attachment's not, it's like a form. In the event we need it, we're going to use this form. Anyway, he did sign this page, which is the page you will sign. But it's that. Electronic signature. Yeah. We can fix that before you sign.
Okay, so that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to scroll through real quick. Okay, so they signed to everything we had asked. Those three issues that I had listed with them last week, they
well, what Dave told me when he brought it in is he said they literally went back to the one that we sent them.
Okay.
And they did, so anything that came from the lawyer last week
has been negated.
Completely gone. It just went back to the very first one we gave.
Okay.
Well, not the very first one, but
the
one we gave last week.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Second
the,
to last.
Yeah.
There were some amendments they had that were appropriate as far
but
as
they
date
didn't stay
updates.
In there. They stayed in exactly
they went
as
all the
was.
Way back. Okay.
And I talked to Wally about that this morning. They weren't
I think our contract has the right dates in it. It says October 1st to September 30th, 2024.
Those weren't the dates in question. This was a date that had to do with... patient fees. On page 16, number 13, it's not, it doesn't date anything, not even that date.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of accurate anyway.
Page
16? Page 16, on number 13, where it says under patient fees.
Oh.
Effective July 1st.
Yeah, that was the date that should have been brought current.
Yes, but it doesn't.
Change anything?
No.
We've had a previous order to, okay. So I have no problem with this moving to the weekly business session unless you guys do. I had three areas of concern that I brought up with AMR last week and they took care of it.
They took care of it, good.
That's good.
Do you want it on next week? It's a night meeting.
I'm gone.
Or do you want to wait another week? I mean,
maybe you should just ink the contract.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have somebody to present. Weber, perhaps? I can volunteer him to present.
I'm not sure if he's...
Is it a... What month are we in? September?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it supposed to be a Cave Junction night meeting?
It says Ambassador, but...
I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it was very long ago we had a Cave Junction meeting.
It's every 3 months. Or every
that wasn't
fourth.
3 months ago.
I think it was.
Guarantee like you that.
Last month, yeah, a month and a half ago. So I don't think we're there yet. Let's see what October looks like.
Just in
we need this done ASAP, I'm assuming?
No. It's September, yes.
This, yeah?
Okay, sorry. So October is the Cave Junction one.
I'm getting the...
Okay, we October is
that.
Yeah. We don't want to slight them.
Right.
Yep.
Get it done.
Yep.
That's fine.
Sounds good.
October 9th meetings.
If not, September 18th still is plenty of time for the deadline of the 30th.
Well, she found it on October 9th.
No, I already said that. I meant as far as signing the AMR contract.
Gotcha.
That if you don't want it next week in the evening meeting, that if you wait for the 18th, we're still within our time frame of September.
Yeah,
but I'm fine with it going next week, so long as nothing changes. If something changes, then I would have wanted to have been a part of that.
Yes.
Gotcha. And you already volunteered Michael in your mind?
I did.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Wonderful.
Without knowing anything about his availability.
Wouldn't
worry about that.
He couldn't make it today, but okay. I didn't ask him about next time.
Okay.
Okay. We'll move to weekly business session. It will be an admin bit, all on its own. Correct? Or administrative item, action item.
Yes.
And at some point, we'll need an order number.
Yeah, by then.
Fun stuff. Okay, so commissioners are now going to meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 2A is County Rural Property at 400 Sunny Valley Loop, leased with Sunny Valley Applegate Trail Society, Inc., under ORS 192-6602E. Item 2B is proposed sheriff's auction of county rural property under ORS 192-6602E. Item 2C is county rural property at 210 Tacoma, proposed lease with Southern Oregon Air Academy under ORS 192-6602E. Item 2D, county rural property at Illinois Valley Airport, lease with Siskiyou Smoke Jumper Base Museum under ORS 192-6602E. And item 2E, property management report and recommendation regarding offer to purchase county road property at 1899 and 1901 Hamilton Lane under ORS 192-6602E. And item 2F is FAA response regarding sale and lease of airport facilities under ORS 192-6602E and H. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we'll return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:10 p.m. So we're back in general session at 4:18. Regarding item 2A, the county rural property at 400 Sunny Valley Loop, we have one report to still get from property maintenance next week, and it'll be brought back before...
There's nothing on the agenda.
We're going to bring it back next week for rediscussion.
We are. Should I engage with friends of Country Living and say that piece?
I've got to go pretty good.
Do you want to connect with them?
I'm going to say not me, because I won't be here for that follow-up.
Okay.
Ryan has been in touch with them about the maintenance. The expectation is they have appointment for next Tuesday, and then we have the meeting that afternoon.
Okay.
But are you saying, who's going to respond to Country Living?
Yeah, that's all I was clarifying. So
I think we were waiting for the response until after that meeting, and you guys will get that direction at that Tuesday afternoon meeting.
So we remain kind of silent until...
Correct.
Got it.
Okay. Is that how you understand? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Item B, 2B, proposed sheriff's auction of county rural property. We went over the options for each property and gave staff feedback. Item 2C, county rural property, 210 Tacoma, proposed lease with Southern Oregon Air Academy. We recommend to move forward with a lease. To the weekly business session.
They're going to do a presentation a week from today.
Awesome.
Yep, so they'll be back.
Before the weekly business.
Item 2D, yes, county rural property at the Ivy Airport, lease with Siskiyou Smoker Group Base Museum. That is currently on hold pending the outcome of the other stuff. Or just making sure that we have some more details to cover before we can move forward with that. Item 2E is property management report and recommendation regarding offer purchase county real property 1899 and 1901 Hamilton Lane. I would entertain a motion to accept the offers for purchase of 1899 and 1901 Hamilton Lane.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 3-0. And item 2,
great.
FAA response regarding sale and lease of airport facilities. We will be, the airport director will be sending out that information to parties involved, and legal will be working with different parties involved to make sure that we have a response that's appropriate related to that. So we look forward to continuing to work with the parties involved. And item number 3, additional subjects and matters from commissioners.
Cool.
None for me.
Any of you want me to take to Billy Williams tomorrow? If not, I'm leaving at noon.
I heard there is a loophole in the hemp regulations that if they're not selling into an OLCC facility, they don't have to submit to testing. So therefore, there's a loophole in Oregon law regarding monitoring, and a loophole that because it's ag, they don't have to prove water rights, and that's something that, from a county perspective, land use.
It happens when you let the growers write all the rules.
But as far as what I would suggest be a conversation there, is that we think that providing the same water rights that the medical and the recreational have to do would be an appropriate, fair response, and that testing be required on all properties growing, regardless of if they're selling into commercial, would prevent that loophole to keep us in the legal markets.
Well, and of course that you'd want Carl Wilson to be successful in getting the hemp advisory board or commission at the mm-hmm. state level, yeah, not board. It's what he's been pushing for, and he said he might choose that for the next.
If you write those all your suggestions down, I'll take it up there. I just found it really disturbing that after all the people, all the thousands, tens of thousands of acres of hemp, that we have one water master to handle all of the water issues within two in Jackson and Josephine. All the water issues, and there's two guys that'll do it. Absolutely off the charts, and that is a state issue.
Yeah, that's with 600.
That isn't a county issue, that's a state issue.
Not to mention the unregistered and the cannabis.
Let's see, I have one more thing for you. There was an email asking for the county to join the next phase of a support of a mining letter. And I'm looking for it, just a second.
Yeah, went out to me at like 11 a.m.
Letters were, okay, yeah, so it came Saturday to the three of us. I forwarded it to you. And essentially that there's a draft letter of support for EPA. What I didn't see is that there's a time frame. So I afterwards got a follow-up email that says, in regards to the second miner's petition, this petition for rulemaking is in part in light of the recent Oregon Supreme Court's decision that Clean Water Act Section 402 and National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permits are required for suction dredges. Plainly, and as backed up by several court cases, these permits are only required for the addition of a pollutant, which has been further defined as an addition from the outside world into the water. Obviously, suction dredges add nothing, as they only operate in the active water channel and only disturb what is already in the water. Yes, the discharge from the dredges do create turbidity, which is a form of pollution, but not a pollutant. Giant jet boats roaring up and down the Rogue River also create turbidity, but not a pollutant. Anyway, my reason for writing today is because they're willing to come and give us a presentation if we like. I didn't know if it's something that, if you guys can look at your Saturday letter to see the time frame. I guess we can ask Wally if you'd bring it back next week if you want us to sign it, or...
I can do it next... I was going to say Thursday's meeting. We're going to do an executive session on Thursday anyway, so...
Oh, do we? Okay.
Yes. If the board wants to talk about it, then this would be...
It would be here Thursday.
Okay.
Got it.
I'm for it, yeah.
Do you have any thoughts? Have you read the email or looked into the...
You just read it to me.
Yeah, I read you the second one, not the first one that had all the letters.
Let me read both of them.
Okay. Maybe give Wally your feedback.
Yeah, exactly.
Will that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we can connect at some point along the way. Okay, we'll put it on the agenda. We're going to be here anyway, right?
Nicole. You haven't finished that agenda yet?
For Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
I sent it out already, but I can add to it.
Thanks.
And did you say it would be an executive session?
No, we, of course, have the executive session planned for Thursday.
Is that
on
first?
Item, but...
Oh, yeah, there is. No, we put it at the end.
Oh,
okay.
The agenda.
Okay.
Do you want me to move it to the first?
I haven't seen it.
Board's discretion.
I mean,
for us,
we could be called over, but Dave Streeter would be sitting here.
Yeah,
just
nothing else. The only other thing is Arthur.
Oh.
Like, there's nobody else submitted anything for the agenda, so it's right anyway.
Okay, good.
Okay.
That will help. Okay, so anything else?
Nope.
We are adjourned at 4:26.
So, Nicole, maybe.